if you're immediately reprimanding, instead of listening and understanding, if you're offended by people's lived experiences, you're the problem. Oh!
You are the modern woman. You are in your car. Life does not feel quite right. Something is missing. You check the mirror to make sure it's not your meticulously applied makeup. It's not. You look fabulous. You are the modern woman, and you have an urge you can't quite put into words. You let the urge run through you. You ask it what it wants. It wants to play peekaboo games, but there is no baby here. You have aborted all of your babies and ghosted all of the men who might have proposed to you because you are the modern woman. You take out your phone. Who is here? Who can I find in the phone to play peekaboo? What do they want to hear? You are the modern woman, so your mind floods with feelings of victimization. Women are victims. Minorities, 93% of the global population, are victims. The phone wants to hear about how much you love victims. And it wants to hear this as if it's the baby you refused to have. You are the modern woman, so you recall a children's song, and you change the words to show that you know how bad white people are, and men, and white men. You sing your victimhood nursery rhyme into your phone.
You're offended by minorities talking about their lived experiences, you're the problem. If you're offended by women saying they're afraid of men, you're the problem. If you're immediately reprimanding, instead of listening and understanding, if you're offended by people's lived experiences, you're the problem.
Ow! You clap your hands. You make ugly faces. You roll your eyes. You hit them with the double henpeck bird hand special. The old 1-2. You upload the documentation of your hysterical phantom pregnancy meltdown into the glossy black void. And you wait. Someone likes you. Someone loves you. Someone has paid attention to you. You are the modern woman, and this is the happiest that you will ever be. Modern liberal white women are not okay. They have changed into something called the awful. That's affluent white female urban liberal. This insanity is a consequence of the information age. These young women are being bombarded with emotional content, and it's making them lash out at the men they should be supporting. The internet has warped the mind of the awful, and they're supposed to be having babies, but they're not, so they're just treating everything like it's a baby, including men, especially white men, and it's making us hate each other. These women want to appear like they know better than you, but awfuls are actually losing their grip on reality. They don't even know what their feelings are telling them to do. This one is teaching Uncle Mark how to respect pronouns, even though Uncle Mark isn't listening, he's not on TikTok, and this is what she sounds like.
Nope, they are telling you who they are. You just need to use your listening ears, friend.
Uncle Mark was probably in Vietnam. His listening ears are listening for something else. If women like this and this think they qualify as moral leadership for people like Uncle Mark, that's pretty sad, but the truth is a lot more sad. This beaver was born in captivity. He has never been in a river, but he's building a dam out of whatever he can find for a river that isn't there. Because beavers build dams, that is what they do. And women nurture children, that is what they do. But they no longer have children, so they are scolding children that aren't there, in front of a camera, for an audience. Sometimes a caged bird will pull out all of its feathers. Captive lions or bears sometimes walk in little circles all day. A bird in a cage has a beak it's not using. It's gotta peck something. A bear in a cage has feet it's not using. It's gotta walk somewhere. And modern women have mother instincts that they're not using. They have to mother something. The beaver made a dam out of SpongeBob because that's the closest thing there was to a stick. The bear walks back and forth because that's the only place there is to walk. And awfuls, affluent white female urban liberals, lecture us like we're babies because we're the only thing in their lives they're allowed to talk down to. Modern women grew up surrounded by images of pathetic men who need to be corrected by the women in their lives, and then they went out into the real world and found that white men were at the bottom of the status hierarchy for some reason. The reason remains a spooky mystery. And just like a beaver is identifying things that you can carry, women are identifying things that deserve. For example, this guy does not need to be spoken to like a special needs child, but some of these guys might, and probably everyone from here down. Baby talk can be activated by low status. Now, there's nothing more low status than a baby. They're totally incompetent, they're helpless, they do nothing but need, and they give very little back. But in the absence of a baby, as is so common with modern women, they will automatically find the most baby-like substitute, often in the form of a worthless little dog, because the weakness and littleness reminds the awful of a baby. That's why it's so important for the media to convince the awful that you are worthless and little. This is emotional programming. A woman knows by instinct how to treat someone who is above her in status and someone who is beneath her. The baby instinct goes down towards people or dogs that are powerless, helpless, or misguided, and she treats them like children who deserve equal snacks. And thanks to the media, the awful believes that no one is more misguided than white men, and no one is more deserving than everyone else. This is why they constantly vote for equality. They see you not as a man, but as the bad baby stealing snacks from the good baby, so they vote to steal snacks from you to hand out to all the victims who deserve, just like this guy. This is where our dating problems become more political and psychological, and that's why I'm expanding more into psychology. There's only so much you can accomplish by lifting weights and buying a nice shirt. You can't make the world function that way. You can only increase your position in the market. And that makes you basically the last man to drown on a sinking ship. If you want to help me keep the ship afloat, you have to understand how your thoughts and your actions actually create your culture and your society, and how they also create you. And women like this are also having their minds created by their culture and their society, which you are also a part of. That's why I made this chart. Do you see the four colors? They are the same as the four colors here and here, and I'm going to use this to show you how you and awfuls are co-creating our culture of disrespect. Here's a quick summary. Modern women are going nuts because they're in denial that they are women, and ironically, this makes them act even more like women. And this all comes from the denial of nature. People at these levels sometimes think that they don't have a lower self, that they can be something other than what they are. But it's not true. Birds are gonna peck and beavers are gonna build. We used to know that men and women were different. Most people with kids will tell you that little boys will make a weapon out of anything, and little girls will make a baby out of anything. Men and women even process visual information differently. We all know how men will open the fridge and not see the thing he's looking for, even though it's right there. That's because we look for where the thing is supposed to be, whereas women scan the entire area. So, men and women are wired differently, which makes us good at different things, and there are people who are offended by that, because they don't want to feel limited by the way they were born, so they just pretend they weren't. That's why childless women apply baby urges to things that are not babies, but then they'll tell you that it's not about babies, even though they're doing baby talk to the most baby-like thing they can find. They are in denial of their nature because they don't want to admit they have one. They don't like the idea that what you are on the outside determines who you are on the inside. They don't want to be trapped by the way they were born, and they really don't want to be trapped by your expectations. They don't want to be told the one true way they have to be. So even though this is a problem of unconsciousness, it's happening because they're trying to move higher and they can't get what they need. That's called self-authoring. It's a term by Robert Keegan. Listen again.
We use the names that people tell us.
That means I say who I am, not you. That's self-authoring. And that means I don't want to be told who I am anymore. I don't want to be forced to conform. I want it to be all up to me. She's just using pronoun people as an excuse. The problem is, when she says, I am who I say I am...
They are telling you who they are. You just need to use your listening ears, friend.
She's not using her listening ears when we say who we are. This is also how you can tell who the bad guy is. She is making demands of you, but your demands are not her problem. She also looks like a beluga whale, and ugly people tend to be evil. So even though she doesn't know it, what she's saying here is, everybody has the right to choose their own identity and to be included. Except for you, because you are a socially acceptable punching bag. This is a typical moral failure that shows up at about the sixth level of consciousness. I call it false enlightenment, and it sounds like this. All the different ways of thinking from all the people in all the world are all equally valid. And if you don't agree with that way of thinking, you're the devil. You can be any way you want to be as long as it's just this specific way and none of these. So level 6 wants to understand everyone and include everyone and be included, but then you can't include anybody who wants to have things their own way. And that's most of the world. Recently, a white American girl tried to do this to the entire Muslim world. Listen to this.
If you are a Muslim who is transphobic and homophobic, not only are you contributing to the mass killing of LGBTQ people, you are also contributing to the Muslim genocide by giving ammunition to Zionists and other Islamophobes.
Imagine lecturing these people about trans rights. And imagine thinking there's a Muslim genocide when the population is shooting straight up. But for the awful, facts do not matter. All that matters is these are her puppies and they need love. They're minor. They're minorities. I mean, if you look only at white countries, they're minorities. The poor babies. It doesn't make any sense, but that's why we don't look to TikTok car girls for moral guidance. Here's how the chart is going so far. I made it chronological, so it'll start in your mind and go to your actions, which go into the world, which then act on awfuls. And then they will have their own thoughts, and they will have their own actions that go into the world and affect you, and it'll go back and forth. There are only two ways I know of to interrupt the baby talk problem. One of them is to just be someone she doesn't want to talk to like that, like a boss or an expert or someone she's attracted to. This is, of course, difficult to do in today's society. Most of us won't be able to get much respect. So the other way is to make her play by her own rules. Just sink down to her level and baby talk her right back. So if she says this,
if you're immediately reprimanding instead of listening and understanding, if you're offended by people's lived experiences, you're the problem.
You can go ahead and say something like, but if you don't listen to my lived experience without reprimanding, then that makes you the problem, doesn't it, sweetie? This is a drawing from an old video where the guy is basically saying he feels this, 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 and this, and then the girl sees only one of those four things and then misrepresents it twice. She changes the color and the shape and says, why are you always everything red square? And the guy goes, that's not what I said. I don't agree that that's what I said. An example would be something like, I'm worried about the economy, I see problems in education, immigration is a big issue, and technology is too unrestricted. And then she says, why are you so racist? And it's like, well, that's not what I said. You left out most of it, and you distorted the rest of it to fit your cranky feelings. So you're really not including my lived experience, are you? So all you're really saying is, everyone matters but me, because I'm a white guy and I'm bad for no reason, and you're uncomfortable with my lived experience, so how are you not the problem? Here, I did a quick pencil drawing. She should be able to repeat back to you what you think, and if she can't, then by her own words, she's the problem. Awfuls hate it when you do that, because then they can no longer pretend to be morally superior. So if she wants to be in kindergarten, just make sure she knows she's not the teacher. Here's a quick story about a time that I did both of these at once, and then I'll give you the chart. It's all done. Awfuls were my entire dating pool until I got famous on social media when I was 38. Between 2002 and 2023, I only met one woman who wanted to go out with me and was not insane, and she didn't want to see me again because I didn't make enough money. Every job I applied to for 20 years needed more diversity. So I met an awful at an event and we went to go get midnight tacos. So she was interested in spending time with me, meaning that she liked or respected me. And we were eating in the car and she said that men should be more open to dating trans women. So I said, What do you think that would be like for me? That's me saying, have you considered my lived experience? And she froze and she said, I never thought about it that way. I don't know what other way there is to think about it. You just said men should date transsexuals and I'm a man, so you think I should do that, right? And she basically said, no, I would never get in the car with someone who took my advice that I just gave. What she meant was, these men should be open to doing that. Not the ones I like. They should be getting tacos with me at midnight, but these men should be open to dating each other. This is how you win with awfuls. When they say men have too many girlfriends, they mean these men. And when they say men should date transsexuals, they mean these men. But they don't say that part out loud. They think you should know how they feel. So you have to abandon logic. Don't try to go from here to here. Use her own feelings against her. That's how they decide what reality is. What I did here was I made two of her feelings fight. She had one feeling that transsexuals are like babies or puppies and they deserve, and she had another feeling that I was worth getting tacos with. So I said, how do you think I feel when you tell me to date a transsexual? How do you think that makes me feel about you? And she had another feeling. Oops, I just made a guy I like feel bad about me. Oh no, I would never want to live in the world I just recommended. So if you can make her feel good about you, she might listen to you. Women take leadership from men who give them feelings. Or you can make her feel bad about herself. She's not including your lived experience because she sees you as less than human from all the brainwashing. And if she still says your lived experience doesn't matter, well then, neither does hers. So you can be in kindergarten, but you can't be the teacher. So you can win with awfuls by being desired or respected, or you can beat them at their own game. Be the biggest deserver in town. Be the table.
We use the names that people tell us, remember?
Oh, sorry, sweetie, but I'm just not somebody who sees a girl there. That's the way I was born. And we don't make people have opinions, do we? How would you like it if I said, here's your new boyfriend? Well, then you don't tell me this one's mine, got it? We keep those thoughts to ourselves. Talking down to awfuls works dramatically better than logic, which has absolutely no effect. The awful does not know what it is, and they never will. Awfuls are uneducated, overgrown children, and if you try to explain things to them, they're not gonna get it or care. And they will just mark you as low status and exclude you from everything they possibly can. So here's the flowchart. It shows the interaction between two parties and the world they live in. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but you can download it on my link tree and just follow the arrows. Basically, you are a regular guy, society gets weird, and about 48% of white women go completely insane and start hating themselves and their families in order to fit into a world that wants them dead anyway. They start using female violence to become enforcers of the status quo, which means mainly gossip, insults, lying, and cancel culture, which means ganging up to exclude anyone who doesn't cooperate. And this ruins society. You are then pressured to conform, and you have several choices. I added four of them to the chart. You can either be a coward and say what they tell you, which gets you access to a few low-quality, promiscuous women on SSRIs for mood disorders. Or you can try to act all morally superior and waste your time using logic on people who will never know what it is or why it matters, which gets you nothing and makes you a target. Or you can be somebody who is desired or respected, and then some awfuls will change their opinions to match yours. They will never know why they did it. They didn't know where their opinions came from in the first place. Or, and this is the most effective choice for most of us most of the time, you can just play their game better than them. Make them look bad. Show how they're excluding your feelings. Be the biggest baby in the room and show them how much you deserve. They can't be victims if they are victimizing you. This is the drama triangle. I'll go over it more another time. Basically, this is the dragon, the princess, and the knight in shining armor. This is Batman, the Joker, and Gotham City. Awfuls are always either playing victim so that they can deserve from you, or playing hero so they can help other victims deserve from you. You need to put them in the role of bad guy by saying, look how you hurt me. I took you out for tacos and you told me to marry this thing. Don't waste your time talking about the definition of a woman. They don't care about logic. only feelings. When you tell me this is my new girlfriend, that hurts my feelings. You are reprimanding instead of listening and understanding my lived experience. Basically, you have to talk to them like they are dumb babies because they are. It also helps if you can get non-awful women on your side. Women just make better victims. There's never a princess in shining armor saving a prince. So the only way to fix the baby talk problem is to either lead them in a different direction, which is going to be difficult because you're competing with the mass media, universities, and the government, or just use their dumb little games against them. Again, a lot of these women are just trying to grow up, but they're doing it wrong. They're trying to say, I don't need to conform to your expectations. My life is up to me. But then they try to make you conform to theirs, and theirs are not as good. Awfuls have become what they hated. They said, don't boss me around, and then they boss you around. They said, I don't want to be just a baby factory, and then they turned the entire world into babies. And they are fighting for people who are a threat to themselves. These are deeply broken, dangerous mental patients. They are the bad guy. Don't let them make you the bad guy. And remember, logic never works. I once told a friend of mine that men and women don't think in the same way, and she gave me a 10-minute lecture in a baby voice, which was the best possible proof that men and women don't think in the same way, but she did not get it. On the other hand, when I said, "You hurt my feelings by telling me to take this on a date," I took control of the situation. Whether or not they know it, awfuls are manipulating you. Manipulate them right back. Remember to like, share, follow, subscribe, and click the link in my bio for all my stuff.